Happy Easter, Journey family. It is so good to speak to you. I wish I could see you. We all miss each other so much. I know we have a loving church and people miss seeing each other, but hopefully it won't be long. And we're gathered here today, in each of us in our own home, but we're celebrating Easter together because the church is not necessarily a building. It's you and it's me. And I want to talk to you for a few moments today about how the resurrection of Jesus Christ can give you and I hope. I like what Pope John II said several years ago. And he was speaking of Christians. He said, "We are the Easter people, and hallelujah is our song." And yes, it is. We can rejoice today because we today on Easter Sunday do not mourn a corpse. We hail a conqueror, Jesus the victor over sin and death and the grave. And it gives us so much hope. One of the things I get hope from when I think about the resurrection is the fact that now we can be completely forgiven. You see, because Jesus died on the cross and then rose again from the dead, you and I can have forgiveness. We're all imperfect. We even say at our church, no perfect people allowed, because there are no perfect people. We all have regrets, things we wish we would have done differently. We have guilt. We have shame throughout our life. And God never intended for you to walk around all the time with a heavy load of guilt and shame. That's not God's will for you. Romans 4 says, Jesus was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised from the dead to make us right with God. My friends, that is what Easter is all about. He died to forgive our sins, and when he was raised from the dead, it made us right with God. You can be forgiven no matter what you've done, no matter who you are. There's no sin that is beyond the grace of God. Jesus was often going in his time and day to the outcast, to the people that you and I today might have a hard time associating with, much less forgiving. And yet Jesus time and time again offered forgiveness to people who would simply put their faith in him. Let go of the guilt, let go of the shame, and let the resurrection of Jesus Christ give you hope, because you know now that it can be forgiven. Hallelujah. Another thing about the resurrection that gives me hope is the fact that we're no longer afraid to die. I mean, when Jesus died, listen to me, and he came forth out of that grave, he broke the power of death. He broke the fear of death. And you know, I think fear of death is a universal fear. Everywhere you go, people fear death. They don't even want you to talk about it. If you bring up death, they think you're being morbid or macabre to even mention that. And yet, there's something that's in every copy of the Advocate newspaper, and that is an obituary column. One day your name will be there. One day my name will be there. None of us escape this life without first going through death. But listen to what Jesus said. This is so important on Easter Sunday. He said this, listen carefully, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." Oh, if you'll put your faith in Jesus Christ, though your body may die, your spirit lives forever, because you have your faith in the one who is the resurrection, the one who is your Savior, the one who is life eternal, the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of him, when you put your faith in him, you don't have to fear death. I mean, the disciples, after Jesus was crucified, they were so fearful. I mean, imagine if you had put all your faith in Christ and then suddenly he's gone. And then it's Saturday, what the church is often called Silent Saturday. Can you imagine how fearful the disciples were? Just like many of us are today, fearful of death, fearful of the coronavirus, fearful of so many other things. But imagine what happened on that first Easter Sunday when Jesus came forth victorious out of that grave. What if you had been one of the Roman soldiers who had seen him crucified and buried 3 days later, and then you see him walking around the streets of Jerusalem? You'd be amazed. And that's one of the reasons the church exploded like it did, because they saw Jesus alive. It says in the scripture, Christ died for our sins, just as the scripture says, and he was buried, and then he was raised from the dead. Oh, listen, that's good stuff there, folks. We can have hope in the resurrection because they had seen Jesus Christ. I mean, you know about these disciples. They were uneducated, fishermen, illiterate, many of them. And yet when Christ came forth victorious, he began to appear to people, and at least 900 people saw him. They actually saw him. That's called conclusive proof. Now, what if I came to you and I said, the Queen of England is staying over here at the Holiday Inn, and I had dinner with her? Now, you'd have reason to doubt me, wouldn't you? But what if other people began to speak up, and another person said, yes, she is, and I had breakfast with her, and then 900 other people said, yes, we were at a symposium, and she spoke to us. We saw her. Wow, these were eyewitnesses. You know, a person went like this, once you see the risen Christ, then hope explodes. And you know that the power of Jesus Christ is available for you and for me. Acts 1:8 says, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and this is Jesus, he said, when the Holy Spirit, as he ascended into heaven, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall be my witnesses, and you'll tell everyone, you'll spread the good news to Jerusalem and Judea and to the ends of the world. Listen, God's resurrection power turned the church around, and it will turn you around. Hear me. God never intended for you to go through life in your own power. The scripture says the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead now lives in you. If you've given your life to Christ, not just joined a church, not just been baptized, but if you've really, really given your life to Christ, then that same power lives within you. And you can be victorious. You don't have to fear death. You can have power because of the resurrection and the risen Christ living inside of you to overcome challenges, to overcome problems, to be more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ our Lord. God never intended for you to live in defeat. He wants you to live in victory. And that's what the resurrection is all about. That same power now lives within you as a believer. We also have hope because when we think about the resurrection, because we know that God will never stop loving us. He'll never stop loving you. Jeremiah 31, God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. There's nothing you can do to make God love you less. There's nothing you can do to make God love you more. He loves you with an everlasting love. I just wish that I had a way to describe the love of God, and it really is indescribable. But if I could just somehow convey to you, and you would once again experience, not just hear about, but experience the love of God. Think about the cross and the resurrection. I think about John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, put your name in there, that Malcolm, that Sam, that Shelley, whosoever believes in him will not perish, but can have everlasting life. The resurrection means that you and I can have everlasting love because the love of God made a plan so that we could be eternally with him. And also today we have hope in the resurrection because we know now that we have an eternal home waiting for us. We know that death is not the end. Some people just think you die and that's all there is to it. No, listen, you and I wouldn't, we might think it, but we really wouldn't know that there was life after death had not Jesus came forth from the grave. He came forth, and now we know in with all the teachings of the scriptures that we can live eternally. Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know, I wish I could find a way to describe heaven to you. My vocabulary is so limited, but it's a place where there's no pain, no fear, no suffering, no diseases, no death. And I like to tell people, no diets. There'll be no diets in heaven. It is a perfect place, but it's not filled with perfect people because we've been so perfect here on this earth. It is filled with people who have put their faith in Jesus Christ. You know, most of us have kind of a, I guess I'd call it a TV version of heaven. We think, you know, you're going to be floating around on a cloud playing a harp all day and there's no color, everything's all white. My friend, I want to tell you something. That is not the truth. Christ came to give you a great heaven where there's no more tears. I think about how in the book of Revelation, Jesus, John the Apostle described heaven. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down like a bride adorned for her husband. And he said, there'll be no more tears. There'll be no more death. I want to tell you something, my friend. We can't even comprehend how wonderful heaven is. I mean, why would the God who created color have a place that's all white? He's the God who created color. And I could go on and on and on, but heaven is such a wonderful place. You know, the scripture says that we can't even imagine what God has prepared for those that love him. Listen to this Bible verse. No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor mind has even imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. It is a prepared place for prepared people. And it's going to be wonderful. And I'm excited about it. You know, I want to just be honest with you. I've been a pastor now for over 35 years. And I've walked with a lot of people through their pain, through their suffering, through their illness, through the death of their loved one. And you know, the more I see of this world, and I see the abuse and the rape and the evil and the violence and the murder that takes place on this earth, the more I want to go to heaven, especially now, because I have loved ones. Some of you have loved ones who are in heaven. I have a son who is in heaven. I have a brother who is in heaven. And one day I shall see them again. And so I'm not afraid to die. You know what? I want to tell you this. Hope isn't good enough. If I ask you, do you know that you're going to heaven? Would you say something like this? Well, I hope so. That's not good enough. I want you, the Bible says, these things are written that you may know, K-N-O-W, that you may know that you have eternal life through Jesus Christ. Hope by itself isn't good enough. If you would stand before God and he would say, why would I let you into my heaven? What would you say? Would you say, well, I've tried to be a nice person? Or would you realize that it takes more than that? It takes believing in Jesus Christ. Would you know the password? Would you be able to enter into heaven? Because of Jesus' death and the resurrection, you and I can go to heaven eternally. And to be with our Savior, it's a beautiful scripture in John 14:1. Here's the password to get into heaven. John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way? And listen to what Jesus said, verse 6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he comes through me. Do you know Jesus Christ? Have you given your life to him? I want to say to you today that he loves you so much. And all you have to do is ask him to pray simply, Lord, I give you my life. Jesus, I give you my life. I know I'm a sinner. I know you died to save me. I know you arose from the grave to give me hope. Lord, I give my life to you. If you will do that today, on this Easter day, it will give you so much hope. You'll have more hope than anybody else on the planet when you become a believer, because we're completely forgiven of everything I've ever done wrong. I'm going to go to bed tonight with a clear conscience, knowing that even the sins that I commit tomorrow and next year and in 10 years, if I'm still here, they've already been forgiven and paid for by Jesus Christ. I am completely forgiven. And then because of the resurrection, I'm not afraid to die anymore. I have God's Spirit inside of me, and he will give me the power to make changes in my life that I could never do in my own power. Habits and hurts and hang-ups and stuff that I don't like about myself that I could never change before. But now that I have God's resurrected Spirit and power inside of me, he will give me the strength to make those changes. And I know that God will never stop loving me. It doesn't matter what happens in my day. I know one thing for sure. God will never, never, never stop loving me. But hope isn't good enough. You need to be certain. You need to be certain. And God wants you to be certain. You know, when I was a young pastor, my first little church out in the country, little town with about 150 people lived in the whole town. And I remember one of the ladies in the church, she was a very faithful lady, and I'd only been a pastor a few months, and I was still green behind the ears. And she was having a very risky surgery over in Shreveport. And so I went over there to pray for her. And to be honest with you, I was a little nervous because as a brand new pastor, I was nervous as to what I would say, what would I pray for, because she'd been very honest with us. She had said, and the doctors had been honest with her, this is a very risky surgery, 50-50. You could die or you could live. It's very risky. But still, she chose to have the surgery. And the day I walked into her hospital room early in the morning, and I guess she could tell I was nervous, and I walked in, and I kind of fumbled with my words a little bit, and she said this to me. She said, "Pastor Malcolm, you seem a little nervous or concerned about everything." She said, "I want you to know something," and I'll never forget what she said. She said, "I want you to know this. Years ago, I made my peace with God. And so whether I live or die, don't worry about me, Brother Malcolm. I'm going to be fine." Wow. That hope, that certain hope, you can have that in Jesus Christ. Give your life to Him and rejoice in the power of His death and resurrection. Thank you so much for listening in today. I am praying for you, and I am praying that God will be with our church and be with each and every one of our family members. And listen, we can take anything knowing that it won't last forever. And one day we'll be back together. We will soon. But until then, if you need anything or just someone to talk to, you know my phone number. If you have a need materially or financially because you've been laid off or whatever, we're here to help you. We want to help you. When one member of the family hurts, we all hurt. Well, I hope you have a great Easter day, the rest of the day, and I hope you enjoy being with your family, even if you're in isolation with them, that you can still celebrate the risen Christ. We are the Easter people, and hallelujah is our song. God bless you. We love you, and God loves you.